Junior Jules. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess, and we are the hosts of Typical Tuesday Night,
a Taylor Swift podcast. Hello, tortured poets. We cannot believe we're doing this episode already. I'm so excited to talk about our initial thoughts on Tortured Poets Department.
Yes, we have a lot on our minds. Yes. We have a lot to say.
Well, it's been so hard because, like, we want to keep talking about it. And then they're like, okay, stop. Like, we got to say that on the podcast and just have that conversation.
Yes, for sure. And so there's so much. And today, this very first episode that we're doing on Tortured Poets is going to be purely our initial reactions.
Yes.
The early on stuff. This is not a lyric deep dive. This is not a... We'll talk some about, you know, what songs being about certain people and stuff, but we're not going to, like, get deep into that.
No.
But trust us. That is coming.
It will come.
That is coming.
Well, it's crazy. Like, we're recording this on Saturday, you guys. So we've had, like... I mean, it came out
2
yesterday.
2 days, kind of?
Maybe 2 days, not even a full 2 days.
Yeah,
not even.
Yeah.
So that's why we're like, it'll be fun to just give initial reactions. And we promise you guys, we will deep dive into all of it.
We are just as invested as you are.
Yes.
But I do feel like something that sets us apart from other, like, Taylor Swift creators that I'm really proud of is we do our due diligence. We do our research. We put a lot of thought into what we put out to you guys. And so, like, I don't want to just, like, hop on here and just, like, kind of half, you know, try to tell you. I've even watched some other videos of people trying to go deep dive into it right now. And so much of what they say is, like, well, I don't know about this, or I don't know about that, and maybe this or maybe that. And it's like, It's too early. Like, we need to sit in the moment and enjoy the music for the music.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Say it louder.
Yeah. We need, and that's a collectively as a fandom, you know, like, I feel like this album, which we'll go into this a little bit in this episode, but, like, it was a little bit of whiplash because it was kind of what we expected, but also completely not what we expected. And so everyone's almost, like, in this panic mode, and they feel like they feel off because it wasn't what they expected it to be. And
that's a good way to put it, like, the panic mode. Cause I feel that, like, in the Swiftieverse, I'm like, people are trying so hard to figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, let's take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's enjoy the music.
Breath.
We will all get there. We'll figure it out. It's okay.
Yeah. And also, I was thinking about this today. There's a lot of, obviously, a lot of people that love the music. There's also a lot of haters out there. There's also a lot of people that feel, in my opinion, a little bit too entitled in that, like, they think so, like, okay, spoiler alert, if you don't know, most of the album probably is not about Joe. Like, that shouldn't I guess if you want to be a little disappointed, you can be a little disappointed, but I don't feel like people should feel entitled to be like, no, Taylor, this should have been a Joe album. Like, this should have been, you should have done this different, you should have done that different.
I feel like I'm almost, it took me a little bit, but I'm almost glad.
Yeah.
Now that I look back, because honestly, it made me be like, I do think they kind of left on better terms. And I was, like, ready to hear just, like, we are going for Joe, scathing details, like, crazy things. And, like, we didn't get it.
Yeah.
And it almost made me, like, happy in a way to be like, you know, maybe we were all overreacting and speculating that Joe was this like terrible person. Mm-hmm. And obviously like the relationship wasn't perfect. None are. And like they weren't meant to be. And that was sad and all of that. But when I like took a step back, I was like, you know, there were some things that she said. It was like, oh, ouch. Or like, that's gotta hurt. Or like, sucks that that didn't work out. But I'm also kind of glad we didn't get this like, I was in, you know, I don't know. He's holding me back and I couldn't live my life and all of these, like, to an extent that I thought it was going to be.
Well, and that was something I was going to say is I feel like Taylor's a mastermind, okay? She knew what she was doing, okay? Yeah. She knew what she was doing. There are too many things, like releasing it on the day that she did.
Yeah.
And calling it the title that she did with his group text. Like, and the imagery of the covers, like the one that looks just like his movie cover. And like, she knew what she was doing. She was literally catfishing us and it worked. It worked. And,
I honestly think
that's played into the success of it so far.
Yes. Well, that's what I was telling him is I'm like, she hasn't done like a ton of marketing, but she doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. And he was saying like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You want everybody else talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's just going to spread like wildfire. That's going to get you the best kind of marketing.
For
and it
sure.
did. Like, do we want to talk about how well it's doing?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's like insane. I understand. So I'm trying to think. So a couple of things that I saw. So on April 19th, 2024, Torture Poets Department became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day. And Taylor Swift became the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history.
That's insane.
That's crazy. You have the exact number, right?
I do. So Taylor, this is a Spotify stat. So in a single day, the streams for Midnights was 184.6 million, which was the highest.
Which is a ton.
I think it was the highest, number one, 184 million. Tortured Poets in a single day, 313 million, which is very poetic.
Yeah, for real.
313 million in a single day. She almost doubled Midnight's. That is,
it's crazy.
I don't know if you guys realize how like absolutely insane that is. It's insane.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Well, and I was telling you, I saw that she, like Torture Poets Department, broke that record for biggest first day streams for an album in under 12 hours.
That is so wild.
Like, not even the full 24, in under 12 hours?
Yeah.
While most people were sleeping?
Well, and another thing I was thinking about is I feel like a decent amount of people this time, like more people than usual, had listening parties. Like, think about how much, like just at our little listening party, we were only streaming through one.
Yeah, that's
like
a good point.
One account.
Yeah.
And so, I
hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, it's even bigger than
that. Oh, there were so many listening
parties.
Well,
and that's
that
only Spotify. So that's not Apple Music or Amazon or anything like that.
I did see that Taylor Swift became the first artist in history to occupy 44 spots of the top 50 on Apple Music US. 44 of the top 50. That's crazy.
That is so nuts.
And all of that was like yesterday. So who knows? Like, I haven't checked for today, but so many.
Wow.
So many.
Okay.
Okay. Well, speaking about parties.
Yes.
Thank you guys for all of you that came to our listening party.
Yes.
First off, before
it
we keep
so
jumping back
fun.
In. It was so much fun. Like, it was fun to just get together with other Swifties and experience the album all together. Like, some of my favorite moments were like certain lyrics And we all just would like scream.
Like, yes. Or like jaw on the floor. Like, yes. Or gasping. Or like,
yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So it was so much fun. Well, and it was funny because, I mean, we didn't know she was going to drop another album. We knew there was going to be an announcement. So we had reserved our spot at our location until 30 minutes before. Yeah. 30 minutes before the announcement. So everybody cleared out. They started going home. Like, Jess and I finished cleaning up everything. And there was, 3 minutes before the announcement? Yeah. So we're like, okay, well, like, just get in my car and we'll, you know, wait for the announcement together. So glad we did that.
Yeah.
Because then she drops a whole other 15 songs.
15 songs.
I just remember I was so tired, you guys. I'm sure everybody
was. I think she was in like hysterical tiredness and also shock. And I
really was shocked.
I literally screamed. Like, if you know me, I am very quiet. I am very soft-spoken. I'm very reserved.
Yeah.
And I literally screamed.
You did.
And Carly just like stared in silence, which is kind of funny. Shocked. It's like pretty – like that scenario is like
you
kind of
think
that
it would be
backwards.
Opposite? Yeah. 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 It's so true. I really was so shocked because I feel like – and we've talked about this on the podcast. I – just kept telling everybody, like, I can't get my expectations up. I can't clown that there's going to be another album. I can't clown she's going to give us more songs even.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to be so sad when it doesn't happen.
Yes.
And so I just kept telling myself, like, she's not going to do that. That's not what the twos mean. There's not going to be a double album. And then when there was, and there was 15 more songs.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because
not even just like a 3 a.m. edition of Midnights.
Yeah.
15 more songs.
Well, and I read the caption like to myself, and that's when I like was screaming. I was like, it's a double album. And you like took the phone. You're like, I have to literally read it for myself. Like, I have to.
I was shocked. So excited. So excited. So then we sat in my car for another hour and listened to the other 15 songs.
Yes.
Which was really fun too.
That was really fun. Oh. It was kind of fun to like do half of it with like a bunch of people and then the second
and
half
just
kind of
smaller.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
No, I thought that ended up working out perfectly, but.
I got 4 hours of sleep that night because, you know.
Yeah. It was, you stayed up way later than I did. I was I know. I think you were like an hour after me. Cause I think I finally went to bed like shortly after 2:30.
And I don't even know how that happened.
And you texted me at like 3:30.
Yeah.
I was like, Jess, I thought I was late. Like, it was hard to go to sleep though.
It was.
Like, I was so tired, but I also had like so many thoughts and. Like, I love listening to the album, looking at the lyrics, and then I love getting on, like, Reddit and, like, seeing what people are saying. And, like, I think because there were so many songs, it did push us back.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, for I wanted to still do all those things that I wanted to, like, re-listen. Because sometimes I'll even listen to the album, like, through twice. I was like, it's too late to do that right now.
Yeah.
Also, 31 songs. There's no way I'm getting through another 2 hours of this. But
well,
I have to go to sleep.
Especially with this album. And this is something that I was going to say. How I, as like an overall first impression, sitting there, listening, reading the lyrics, I was so confused. Yeah. Like, I was beyond confused, which is why I needed more time with it. Because the whole first listen through, I was enjoying it, but reading the lyrics, I was like, it was literally, this is how it felt like in almost every song. It was like, cause in my head, I'm just like, Joe.
Yeah.
So every song I'm like, Joe, wait a second. There's no way that's Joe.
Yes. Same.
And so like, I was like so confused and I was like, I don't know. So my brain was just spinning, you know?
Oh, I totally get it. So what, like, was your first impression of the, like, music and the songs, or was that just it? You were just like kind of confused. Did you like it off of first listen?
I did like it. I mean, I do think it threw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Just feeling a little confused.
Yeah. Well, like, I was too.
I was just like, what is going on? You know, yeah. Like, I thought I was so prepared.
I know. We thought. I thought just I was like we so... thought we were prepared with Reputation that yes. didn't drop.
I was like, wow, you know, which, I mean, it makes it fun because it's unexpected. And
yeah.
I just feel like that's so Taylor. And
yep.
I definitely liked it. I have definitely liked it more the like second and third time through I've been listening to it because I'm just getting to know it better. And I'm also letting go of like expectations of narratives. Like the first night I'm expecting, like, I can't wait to hear this Joe stuff.
Yes. Like and what really happened? Tell us, Taylor. That's what I was waiting for. Yeah.
It wasn't that. And so then I was like, well, now I got to listen with a different lens.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of how I mean, I've talked to you about this. I feel like I listened to a Taylor Swift album and I never initially am like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like,
oh yeah, me too.
I like it and I enjoy it. But a lot of times it hits towards my bottom until I really get to know it and then I start to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked at how much I liked this album first
right
listen,
off the bat.
Right away. But I do think it's very, very, very much my vibe.
Yeah.
It felt kind of more like folklore-y, with like hints of midnight, kind of depressing, like Red, which like those are like all of my favorites.
Yes.
And so I do like a lot more like pulled back, very lyrical focused, storytelling. And I felt like that's what it was. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like, this is my vibe. And so that was really fun to experience.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
So
I love that.
What, like, so overall you had thought it was going to be about Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started to realize it wasn't.
Yeah.
So as you've listened over the last like 48 hours, what are your thoughts now on like the overall
album,
like the overall album and like your thoughts on it now?
I think it's very, vulnerable, unexpected. Yeah. There's a lot of really pretty songs. There's also a lot of like angry songs and like, it's a different angry than Reputation, which is super interesting. Like, I am sorry, but one of my very favorite parts of the entire album is that first screaming, "Who's Afraid a Little of Me?"
Oh.
Like, I am literally obsessed with that.
It's so good.
When that
so
happened
good.
At the listening party, I was like, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
So good. So good.
Like, you can literally picture her running out in the street and screaming that. Like,
It was. Absolutely.
I have goosebumps. I love it
and
so much.
And also the way she doesn't do it every time she says that.
Yes.
She was very particular about when she like scream sang it.
Yes.
Oh, I was just like, love it.
I know. And then, I don't know, any other overall thoughts? I would say, I don't know. I guess those are probably most of them.
Like your thoughts. I think the only thing we haven't talked about that I wanted to bring up was kind of like you. I was like, wait, I thought this was going to be about Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started listening and I realized it wasn't. And as I've listened over the last like day and a half, I feel like to me, it feels like what I would almost call like a Taylor album. I feel like it's very much her reflecting back on what happened in those past 2 years.
Yeah.
And not as much like scathing and like hating on a boyfriend or like ripping the boyfriend apart. I mean, there's like a little bit of that, but I feel like it seems very reflective on like how she felt and what had happened and how that relates to her.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's different from especially when she first started writing music, where I felt like it was, here's the story of what happened with this boy, mm-hmm. where now I feel like she's older and more mature and she can see things that like, oh, if you haven't read the prologue, it's incredible. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but I love that she gives us like a little more insight into the album. And then I always love reading what she posts on Instagram. And that's the part that I wanted to talk about, where she goes like, this period of the author's life is now over, the chapter closed and boarded up. There's nothing to avenge, no scores to settle once wounds have healed. And upon further reflection, which is kind of where I was like, you know what? She really is so reflective in this album. And upon further reflection, a good number of them turned out to be self-inflicted. I just thought that was really interesting. I feel like that's like kind of a new side of Taylor, like a more mm-hmm. mature side.
Yeah.
And so I just really liked that. But
yeah. So what would you say was one of the most surprising things to you about the album?
Okay.
It can be a certain song. That we got a double album.
That was seriously just like the biggest shock to me. that it was not about Joe. That there was not a ton of like scathing lyrics towards him. I also am so surprised. I'm like, do I bring this up right now? How much hate people are throwing, especially towards Jack Antonoff.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but like a lot of people went to Jack Antonoff's Instagram and just started ripping in on him. Like, you need to stay away from Taylor. I hate this album. It's awful.
You ruined it.
Yeah. Like, you've ruined it. Like, stop making music with her. All this stuff. It made me like sick.
Yeah.
First off, that like people are even that rude to anybody.
Yeah.
But like, fine, have those thoughts. Don't like that she works with Jack Antonoff. Whatever. I don't care. But like, you don't need to go say that to him on his page.
There's and so
talk
many,
about it.
There's so many frustrating things about that. For one, like you were saying about yourself, I am the same. I am slow to warm up. So like, initially I do like it, but I need like a solid week.
Yeah.
I need to like get to know it and get familiar with it. Yeah. So I am sorry for people really to listen to it maybe once through and probably, then to go.
Those people probably didn't even listen to it, the full thing.
And then to go and like tear it down, because I was telling Carly, I'm like, that's kind of a joke. And it's honestly, I don't even know what the word is, but maybe hypocritical, maybe not. You're going to the producer of Taylor Swift's music and telling him that you're literally blaming your dislike of the album on a man that helped produce it when you know dang well Taylor is incredibly involved in her music.
Yes.
She is totally involved in production. It's a complete collaboration. It's not like she's a songwriter and everything else is someone else. Like she collaborates, she approves, she know when she writes a song, she knows what she wants the vibe to be.
Oh yeah.
And so then you're going to Jack and like putting it all on him when it's like, if you don't like the album, that's okay.
Fine.
But that's not their problem and it's not their fault.
No, exactly. Well, and like I've mentioned this before, I don't know, on the podcast or just to you, like I would love Taylor to like try and work with somebody new. Like I love that Taylor is always trying to try new sounds and like do new things, and she's worked with a lot of cool people. I don't think this was the album to do that with, though.
No.
And I'm like, she said this was like the most cathartic album. Like, she needed to write this more than any other album. She mentioned that in the Eras Tour. And I just think about how cool and special that she was able to have somebody that she is friends with very comfortable with. They know they work well together, that she could be this vulnerable.
Yeah, and that knows a lot of her history. Like,
yes.
He knows her so well.
Yes.
So,
and I just feel like a lot of people are like, wait, this isn't that pop album that I was wanting. Because I did see a lot of people are like, bring back Max Martin. And I'm like, Max Martin is great. Like, he's a great producer. But like, that's not what she wanted for this album.
No.
And that's okay. Like, there's albums of Taylor Swift that are I can't say I hate them, because I don't hate any of the albums, mm-hmm. but like are lower on my list. Like, I don't love them as much as other ones. But I'm not going to go be like, this is a terrible album and I hate it. And like,
well, and that's
why we need new producers. It just, I don't know.
That's where I circle back to. Okay, this is a perfect circle back, because there's something I've been wanting to say, but we kind of got away from it, where people are feeling a little too entitled. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've been thinking about this a lot today. If you're not on our Instagram, we have like a slew of crazy negative fighting comments on our reels. It's just so crazy to me.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
Not towards us, just about Taylor Swift in general. But this, and especially, I get that there's people out there that don't like Taylor Swift. They never will like Taylor Swift, but it makes me sad when it's the people that do like Taylor Swift. This is the issue. Okay. I don't know if you guys saw Taylor's doing that like Fortnite challenge video. Yeah. Okay. And it shows a bunch of clips of her living her life, which we have never once seen any of those.
Yeah.
We've never seen clips of her working out, cooking cutely with Travis in the kitchen. It's so you know, cute. We haven't seen stuff with her cats in a long time, like the casual everyday stuff. And I know it feels like we see and know everything that she does, but we do not. Okay.
No.
She is a person with a life that we know nothing about. And I know it's hard because her lyrics, like, we connect so well with her lyrics. She connects so well with her fans. Her fans are so important to her, which is really cool. But I need to remind everybody, okay? We are not her mom.
Yeah.
We are not her sister. We are not her best friend. And we don't have a place to tell her what to do, which she also told us in her music.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. But like,
yep.
This is how I've decided, like, I want to view her and all of it. Not that I've ever had like an issue personally with doing that, but you need to, and this goes along with speculating about the music and her life, because I don't want people to get confused that that's one, all that we care about.
Yeah.
Two, that what we think we say is truth or like exactly the situation, because it likely is not.
Yeah.
It is purely for fun. It is fun speculation. It's not serious. Okay. So Taylor is a character in our all-time favorite TV show. Okay.
Yeah.
She is a fictional character in a TV show. Can you go to Meredith Grey in Grey's Anatomy and tell her you're so pissed that she didn't do XYZ? No, you cannot. She is a fictional TV character. Yeah. We don't know her. She doesn't know us. We can't tell her how to create her art.
Yeah.
Who to date.
No.
What to say. Like, it's crazy.
I love that she called everybody out.
Yes.
And like a couple songs.
It was really interesting to hear. I don't know. I don't know how much to say because I have a lot to say, but like specifically in But Daddy, I Love Him, when she's like the bitchin' and moaning.
Yeah.
I mean, like, again, I don't know how much to say because I have so much to say. I think part of that, that's why I love how vulnerable it is, because that song was written in a time where she was so down. She was down bad. She was so down in the dumps. Like, honestly, it sounds like she was off the deep end.
Yeah.
She does not want everyone telling her who she can and can't date.
Yeah.
And they don't have a place to.
It's not our place. Yes.
Yes. Like.
Yep.
I don't know. I love being a Swiftie. I feel
like we could talk more about that too. Like,
yeah.
when we get into like the songs and stuff. But
I love being a Swiftie, but there is definitely some toxic behavior out there that we don't approve of.
Yes. Yes. Not good.
But I do think that comes with the fandom itself has grown a lot in the last year, like a lot. And I think that just increases the negative too.
So. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, are there any surprises that you had?
I would say of the actual music, the things that surprised me, I was surprised and a little bummed that Fortnite was like Snow on the Beach, where it was just like,
yeah,
Fortnite, same. Fortnite with a hint of Post Malone, you know?
Because when they sing together, it sounds so good.
It does.
I wanted more Post Malone. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Florence got more. Florence and the Machine got more. So I was a little surprised by that. And then I was also surprised. Well, we haven't even talked about the music video, but that trailer really threw me for a loop. I mean the whole music video, but, and then the song, that surprised me the most was I did not at all expect I Can Do It With a Broken Heart to be upbeat like that.
It was executed
perfectly, because the whole idea of the song is that she's super sad and depressed, but she's on tour where it's all glittery and exciting, and the background music, like, it makes it feel like you can imagine her on tour on stage singing with that background music, and then, but like, she's singing about how sad she is.
Yeah.
And I think I like it too, because I love the song Hits Different, which is like an upbeat, sad song.
Yeah.
And that's totally the same.
This is like It 2.0
vibe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so, I mean, this is a classic lyric that people are going to like drag her for and be like, she's a poet. And she says, I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday. Like, okay. Everything that she says doesn't have to be like Aristotle, like she says, but I don't know. Anyway,
but I almost like that sometimes she does just simple. It like just hits
for sure
in a different way than the other. I feel like having a mixture of both really helps.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one of the things that surprises me, just since you brought that up, I thought there would be more upbeat, like pop kind of bop songs.
Mm.
At least a few more.
Yeah.
There wasn't as many as I thought.
I have my very best friend. She is not a big Swiftie, but she is interested in it kind of, I think, especially because I'm interested in it.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
She was like, I tried listening to the album and oh my gosh, it is just, it's so down. And she's like, I couldn't believe I wasn't finding like any upbeat songs.
Yeah.
Like if you have any that you like send them my way. And I was like, this album, it's crazy that there's 31 songs, but this is honestly not an album for the masses. It's not.
No.
There's no anti-heroes. There's no Bejeweled. Yeah. There's no Karmas. There's no 22.
Yeah.
There's
Space. Yeah.
Like that is not, there isn't like honestly a single song on this album like that.
No.
And I think that's a-okay.
Yeah. I honestly like, I kind of liked it.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what all is going to be like on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there are some. I mean, there's still like,
there's like a few sad
songs that are more upbeat a little bit, but
I just was surprised that there wasn't like a couple more Midnight Vibe popular songs that she threw in.
That would be
almost
like
to please people.
That would be like the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. What were your some initial favorites?
I mean, I'm going to say, I don't know if I can I feel like the very first time I listened was kind of a blur.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like I didn't absorb any of that probably because I was just confused the whole time. But the ones that I go to first a lot, I just know already that I really like. I know there's more that I like. I just don't remember what they are.
No, same. No, Well, and the thing is, too, I was like, I wanted to, not that we need to do like a clarification. That's not the word I'm thinking of, but another word. I feel like these might change too.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Like give me a week and I might be like, oh, actually like I finally related to this one in a different way. And now I like this one instead of this one.
That happens to me every time.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I had a friend that was like, I'll like a lyric will pop into my head, but I can't remember which song it's from. And then I like search through hours of music to find it. It was so funny.
It's so true. I know. I had a friend text me like, she's like, what do you think this line means? And I'm like Googling the line. Cause I was like, wait, what song was that from? I don't remember.
So the ones that I just like know I can click on and enjoy immediately. I do like Fortnite, but I like Tortured Poets Department. Down Bad is stuck in my head all the time.
It's really catchy.
I'm obsessed.
Very catchy. Yes.
Also, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I kind of already said that. I'm obsessed with that one. And then The Alchemy. Love, love, love The Alchemy. And the I'm Gonna Get You Back is fun. I love the play on words. It's so good.
Yep.
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. And The Manuscript.
Oh.
And The Prophecy. And
And this. I know. That's the thing. Well, I think there's different times that I like different ones too. Like, what mood am I in? What am I doing? Yeah. I agree. I feel like I have Down Bad stuck in my head all the time.
Yes.
Such a good one. I also really love But Daddy, I Love Him. I love how just kind of like spiteful and fun it is.
See, so, that's one I think that too, but I keep being like, I can't remember how I feel about that one, so I don't go to it first, but ask me in a week, it'll probably be a favorite.
Like, be up there? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been loving that one. I also really love Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. I love LOML. I just love that song.
It's so sad, but I just
know, but it's so good.
It's so heartbreaking, but it's so good. It also just really satisfies the Joe needed Joe song too.
I also love I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. If I want to just kind of like jam out, that's like one that I click on. And we'll talk about this later because we're going to go through like our predictions and stuff and see which ones we were right and which ones we were not on. But I am loving The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Oh, you are.
I love it so much.
Because of how like you feel when you listen to it or because it's so like.
I think all of it.
You
like,
suck.
I love that she's just, like, calling him out.
Yeah.
I love that it's, like, a little bit slower, but it, like, builds really powerful. I'm obsessed with the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, one that I've listened to a lot. So I love that one. And then I love The Manuscript.
Yes, I
love that one.
Love it. The perfect way to end the album.
That was the other one I was gonna.
Oh, I love The Black Dog too. That's actually the one on my Spotify right now. That's in the middle of it. Is The Black Dog?
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah. But back to The Manuscript. Like the fact she put that to end this entire album. Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And also that. I think that is the necessary end for the album. And so I think that it's very intentional because she put it at the end of this extended version. She put it at the end of the very first variant that was released. It's on the end of the Target variant. Like that was made to be the last song on the album.
Yes. Yep. It makes me glad that that's the one that I bought. I'm like, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would be really sad if I didn't have that song.
Yes, yes.
I just love it.
For sure.
What about head scratchers? Do you have any head scratchers? Songs you're like, what the?
Absolutely. Easiest question you could ask me. I am so excited to deep dive into these songs because Fortnite... I
need more details.
I mean, I've kind of figured it out, but it took me a while. And I'm sorry, but the lyrics of like, I want to kill her. I want to kill him. Yeah. I'm just like, and about being like a wife and a husband and neighbors. And like, I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah. I need to like really dissect that. Yeah.
Another head scratch. Well, I don't know. It's hard to decipher what a head scratcher is because I was literally scratching my head at every single song when we first listened to them.
Yeah.
And so like Guilty is Sin, listening to that the first time, I was like, who in the world is this about? Like, oh my gosh. And then also, what was the other one? Clara Bow makes me scratch my head a little bit too.
Okay, that was like one that I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
I have some ideas about
I haven't what listened it is. To it. I've probably only listened to it twice. So like,
yeah. So like I need to listen to it more.
Yeah.
There's like some ideas that I have, but there's lines that I need more clarification on.
Yeah.
So I need to like kind of deep dive into that one. That was one that I had too.
Yeah.
I what also else? Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. I really like that song.
Mm-hmm.
I am just confused though a little bit on like I don't know. Like, who's this about? Why is it boys or girls? Why is it like I don't know. There's just like a few things too there that I'm like, I need to like listen to this one a little bit more.
Yes.
Peter, love that song. I feel like there are so many theories out there on who this could be about, and I love every single one of them.
And you know who I know team who I'm think. On. And we haven't even talked about it. You just know.
I just know. So that's another one that I'm like, oh I like that theory. Oh, wait. No, but I like that theory. Oh, but I see that theory too.
So Harry that's Styles one that I for life. Decided. Harry Styles for life. It can't be about anybody else. Just kidding. Someone like
so one those of are kind of like mine.
One of our listeners that like messages us pretty frequently. I think we've mentioned her on her before too. Her name's Lauren. She like specifically sent a DM and was like, "Just got a Harry song."
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that.
I was like, I know. I mean, I don't really know, but that's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen some pretty hard arguments that it's about him, and I can see it.
I mean, it's definitely general enough that you could give it to anybody.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
I mean, I will say it's really fun. There's a lot of songs out there that use Peter Pan as like a metaphor.
Yeah.
And it was really fun to hear her version of that.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I agree.
So, okay. Should we move into our prediction recap?
Yeah. I know. We were like, it'd be fun to like see how accurate we were.
Obviously, you guys probably know we weren't super accurate. It was really funny because I was listening to the beginning of the predictions episode, and we had said in the episode, we said, we would be sad if a lot of these aren't true, but we like also knew that we were just speculating and clowning. We had no idea what to expect. We also said that unfortunately the clowning that has been happening over the last 6 months has basically all been wrong, but it's fun to speculate. And that could, and that was exactly what happened. Almost all of it was wrong. It's funny.
So true.
But
so true.
But what was right, Carly?
There were a few things. I was honestly, I feel like everybody at the listening party.
They did. They all cheered.
Freaking out, which was so fun. So LOML just got it right. She guessed, she said She predicted that the meaning of LOML would change. So at first it was love of my life. And then at the end, she
like
says,
the very last line, life. The very yeah. last line, loss of my life. And everyone at our listening
we were
preview
freaking
was just like,
out.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You guessed so, it.
Which like I know other people have said that before, but yeah. that was like a prediction personally that I came up
you
with like, without yeah. other people
seeing it.
Saying it. And so that was just yeah. like so satisfying.
Oh yeah. Well, I just remember, I think that was one that I said, if this is not right, I'm going to be devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I loved your theory so much. So then when it actually happened, I was like, oh, yay. Even
it
better.
It was so fun. Okay. And then another one of the theories that was right, kind of, that we had a theory yeah. for, we had a few theories for the albatross, different definitions or like, the uses of albatross, and we did talk about it being when you call someone this, they cause you great problems from which you cannot escape, or they prevent you from doing what you want to do. And yeah. I definitely feel like that's what she's singing about in the song. So,
yep. Yep, absolutely. And then the black dog, we had predicted that it would be talking about a pub in London, and she flat out says.
Yeah.
The Black Dog pub,
a bar in London,
is that what she
whatever.
Says? Yeah,
I think so.
In London. So, and also we had mentioned that the meaning in slang means like melancholy, sadness, regret, or depression. So,
and something interesting, something interesting about that part, like the depression meaning and melancholy and sadness, regret, all that.
Yeah.
Is like, there is a song on the album called The Black Dog, but The Black Dog has also been used throughout the whole marketing experience. I don't know if you've ever noticed, it's very subtle, and I always wondered what in the world it meant. But anytime uh-huh. Taylor Nation would post stories that were like this tan color with text on it, there would be these yeah. dog prints that would like walk
oh,
across
really?
The screen. Yes.
Oh, wait, I have seen that. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is weird. What is this? And then also it's, you know, kind of saying that
yeah.
the black dog, it's kind of like a theme of the album. But interesting. Then in the music video, in the room where they like are doing experiments and whatever yeah. on her, there's a black dog in the room that like walks
oh I didn't
through.
Notice that
yeah it walks like through the room across the screen
oh
and
I
so,
need to rewatch that music video. I just watched it when it first released and I'm like
yeah
I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, I really, I mean, who knows? We'll see what people come up with. I do feel like it's very conceptual, and it's not one of those. It's not a me. It's not a look what you made me do
no.
or bejeweled.
Yeah.
It's not chuck full of Easter eggs or anything.
Yeah.
I even like, it showed like the little, you know, where the pen is like on the paper and like doing the jagged lines.
Uh-huh.
I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
oh my gosh, those say something. And I like curling went up. I'm like, oh, it all, it
like,
just
no.
says. It just says what she's singing. That's lame.
Like,
that is
boo.
Like a secret message.
Yeah. That would be cool though. That's what she's trained us. She has trained us to look for all of those.
Also, it's so funny when people get so annoyed with Swifties. They're like, everything doesn't mean something, or like, who cares that the album is
yeah.
2 hours and 2 minutes long? It's like, she makes it, like she's in on the game, like
yes.
she's in on the joke.
Yes.
She's facilitating this. Like
yep.
we're not just psychotic.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
sometimes
a little bit, but
sometimes we are. But like she fully encourages
oh,
it.
Oh, she
you
does.
Know?
Absolutely,
so,
she does.
So funny.
Well, let's talk about the predictions that we had for each song.
Yes.
So excited to hear. I feel like. That
yeah,
is kind of like a prediction that just happened. So I
yeah.
had said, but Daddy, I love him,
mm-hmm.
was the
and
one that I was excited to hear.
I had said LOML because I just wanted to see if I was
that
right.
That prediction? Yeah. And I'm glad that like the song that I was excited to hear, I ended up really liking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that was
for
kind
sure.
of fun. So, all right. Best bridge. I said the best bridge for me would be So Long London.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the end, I would say right now, currently,
yeah.
my... I don't know if I should even say best, But my favorite bridge is from Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah, I wondered if you're going to say that.
This is bad.
No, it's not. It's initial reactions. I've barely been able to listen to the album. I cannot tell you what my favorite bridge is right now because I actually, in preparation for the episode, I did look up the Alchemy's bridge just to see if it matched. And I was like, probably not my favorite one, but yeah. But I do love that. Probably didn't get it right,
but yeah. Jaw Dropper. So I had said I thought my jaw dropper would be I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I feel like it wasn't the jaw dropper that I was expecting.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a jaw dropper in the sense of like, whoa, that wasn't what I was expecting. Like, so I guess my jaw dropped. But if I looked back, my personal jaw dropper would be LOML. I don't know why I always have to say that so slow. Like, I feel like I'm going to mix up the letters. But.
Well, and jaw dropper can be taken so many different ways. Multiple ways,
yeah.
Because the first, well, not the first, but the first, like, major, major, major song that made my jaw literally drop.
Yeah.
Was But Daddy, I Love Him when she said, I am sorry. This is the greatest lyric ever that she says, I'm having his baby. Oh. No, I'm not, but you should see your face. Like,
I love it.
My face, all of our faces, when she said, I'm having his baby, we were all just like, what? And that, I mean, even though it's like not about Joe, it was shocking thinking it was about Joe initially.
Yeah.
And it's the whole thing is shocking, but it's so creative. Like, it was.
Oh, so creative.
I don't know. It was just, it was very obviously intentionally done that way, but
that line's so good. So good.
My personal prediction for Jaw Dropper was The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and I honestly would say that was accurate because that whole song I was just
I think
like,
it's a jaw dropper.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
yep.
So crazy.
I know. I probably could have put that as my jaw dropper, but I was like, I put that as best bridge. I'll come up with another one for jaw dropper. Yeah. I don't need to keep bringing up this song. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it. Okay, fan favorite. I said, I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can. I don't feel like I've heard much about that song, if I'm being honest.
I mean, I feel like so little time has passed. Do you even feel like you have a grasp at all on what the fan favorite is?
So if I had to pick, I would say So High School. And I think it's just because everybody's so excited for a Travis Kelce song.
But that one shouldn't get a count because we didn't have that one to pick. We didn't even
have half
of these to pick But
that's true.
I actually do. I mean, I've had a couple people text me, you know, and ask me my favorite songs, and I ask them, and I have had a few people say, "I Can Fix Him." No, Really, I Can. So,
oh, interesting. So maybe it's more of a fan favorite. I don't feel like I've just like seen a lot about it on social media, at least.
Yeah.
But. So High School, I've seen a ton. It's a great song, and I love it. But
it's
fun.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what other fan favorites are outside of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
That's what I would say right now. What was your fan favorite again?
I did Fresh Out the Slammer, which I don't think is accurate.
Yeah. I don't either.
So but. I think people like Fortnite too. I mean, helps that there's a music video and.
Yeah. And it's like Post Malone.
Yeah, and I do know a lot of people have said they can't get Down Bad out of their head. It's just, it's very catchy.
Yeah. It's so catchy.
Yeah.
It's a good one. All right. So I guess for Have on Repeat, Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have had Fortnite on repeat as much as I thought I would. Normally, I'm like a track one girl. Like I always go to track one. This time I probably do But Daddy, I Love Him, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, or Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Those are probably like my ones that are on repeat the most.
Okay.
And it kind of just depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love bopping to I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday. This is so funny. Okay. So I also put Fortnite, and I also don't reach for that one as much. I feel like if I were to say the three that I'm like, oh, I would love to hear this one, and this one right in a row, it would be Down Bad. Probably Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Yeah.
And then one. I really, really love The Alchemy. Like, okay. Of the Travis songs, that one is my favorite.
Favorite?
Yeah.
I really like that one too. That's like all the ones you're saying. I'm like, oh yeah, like I love that one too. I love it. There's like a lot. I mean, we have 31 songs to pick from.
I know.
Which helps. It's but I'm like, there's so many that I really, really love.
Yes.
Which is fun. I'm having a lot of fun with that. Okay, the last thing we picked was, which song do we think would be underrated? And I put Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Totally accurate.
And I was going to say, I feel like that is pretty right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I love it too. And I had friends say that that's like their favorite.
Mm.
But I also feel like I haven't heard a ton about that one either.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, that's but how I feel about yours. Mine.
Yeah. Because I actually agree with yours too. That was going to be my other one that's underrated.
Okay. So yeah, underrated, I put Tortured Poets Department. And it's funny because initially when I put that, it was more in the sense of like, I feel like currently, like pre the release, it wasn't getting like any hype or any attention because it shares the name with the album and there's not a ton to read into it.
Yeah.
But that was one that initially, right off the bat, first listen it started playing, I was like, actually, I really like this. Like,
I do too. I think it's a really good one.
Yeah. So crazy.
I mean, we did decent.
Yeah.
I feel like you actually did better than I did. I did not predict very well.
Oh, really? But, I mean, it's not bad.
Oh, it does. I mean, it doesn't matter either. It's not like that. I'm like so depressed because I didn't get them right. No.
I mean, just I guess as a little preview, we did a draft with 1989 Taylor's version, and we're definitely going to do a draft with this one, and it's going to be really fun to see what our teams look like.
Oh, yeah. I'm very intrigued to see. I need a little more time to listen, so I really know.
It'll be so different because this is a full new, fresh album. Like, that album was like a bunch of songs we already were super familiar with, and then a few new super fun ones. So
yeah,
this one will be really interesting to see the results.
It'll be fun. I'll have to do a different strategy because I did not have a great strategy last time.
Yes. And then really quickly before we end today's episode, I feel like it's important to say a few things, because obviously we have so many thoughts. We have so much to say.
Yeah.
I would say, so if you're unaware, I feel like maybe we could have said this at the beginning, but we didn't. If you're unaware, because we're not getting into it right now, most of this album is about Maddie Healy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're unaware of that, that's the situation. There's hints of Joe. There's hints of Travis. There's hints.
I feel like you say hints of fans in
hints
general.
Of fans and hints of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be so fun to talk about. And so, yeah, if that is something you're interested in, like, listening for while you're listening over the next few weeks, it's a Maddie Healy album.
Yeah.
Which is, and I know that's so shocking for people and very confusing.
Yeah. And kind of controversial. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
There are some people that are very much like, there's no way she wrote this many songs about him. And that's why I'm like, initial right now, this is what I believe. We will deep dive. We will figure it out.
And
Give us time.
I've got a lot of thoughts and a lot of theories, but I definitely want to sit with them before I start spewing them, because some of them are a little bit intense that I don't feel comfortable spewing right now. But just know, like, there is good stuff coming. Okay.
Yes.
And just sit tight, be patient. we're going to talk about all of it. It'll just take a little bit of time.
Yes. We want to do it right. We want to do it right. So,
yes.
Okay. Well, that wraps up our thoughts for now. Thank you guys so much for being here. We truly just love doing this podcast so much. And honestly, a lot of it's because you guys make it so much fun. Like when we get messages or comments or reviews, it just makes it so much more fun to be like, wait, we have this Swiftie community that is obsessed as we are. And to be able to like chat about it and like hear people say that they respond to us. Like that's one of my favorite comments that we get is like, oh, I've like jumped in the conversation with you guys. Like that's what we want it to be like. So thank you guys for making it so fun. If you do love listening, we would so appreciate just like a really quick rating and review. It helps us out a ton. You just hit the 5 stars on Spotify or Apple. And on Apple, you can leave a little note and just say like, love this podcast so much and tell people why you like it. So it helps.
It really does help so much. And then also don't forget to hit the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts, because like we said, we have a lot coming. Yeah. You don't want to miss it. You want to be notified when our new episodes drop first thing on Tuesdays.
Yes. And
we cannot wait to talk about all things Tortured Poets Department in the coming weeks. We can do it with a broken heart. See you next week.